don't have enough time to sit down and read all the best Bitcoin articles? Well, let us read them for you. This is a Cryptoconomy Quick Read. All right, guys, welcome back to the Cryptoconomy Podcast. I got a quick read today from, this is on news.buybitcoinworldwide.com. I have not run into these guys before, and this is the first article I have read by them. But it is titled, it's a good one on BetterHash, the proposal by the Blue Matt or Matt Corallo. If you have not listened to the Tales from the Crypt episode, I think it's episode 31 with him in it. It's really good. I definitely recommend it. He discusses it further and they ask a lot of questions. I'm detailing out what this thing is. And it's actually linked at the bottom of this article. I'll include that link in the post as well as the link to the full article, obviously. And this is written by Tuan Joseph. And it is titled, BetterHash Aims to Increase Bitcoin Mining Decentralization. And before we jump in, it starts out with a diagram of the hash percentage breakdown of the Bitcoin network, and it shows, demonstrating the rather obvious issue with mining pools being so centralized, because they have BTC.com, which is a pool, and it has 29 to 30% of the entire network hash rate. AntPool is next with 14.6%, and then BTC.top and Via BTC, both with somewhere between 9 and 10%. And with just those four mining pools, you can conduct a 51% attack on the Bitcoin network. So regardless of how likely it is that they would attack their own investment, it represents a massive vulnerability nonetheless. So let's dig into exactly how BetterHash hopes to solve or at least improve this situation. One of the greatest threats Bitcoin faces is mining centralization, which has been a long-known problem. Bitcoin Core developer Matt Corallo has been working over the past year to help. Quote, finally published a draft of the mining protocols I've been working on for a while today. Lots of potential to make mining more efficient, more secure, and more decentralized. Also discussions at the following links. Matt Corallo at the Blue Mat. June 5th, 2018, end quote. Corallo believes his proposal, BetterHash, has the potential to make mining more efficient, secure, and decentralized. In a recent interview with Jimmy Song, Matt went in depth on his recent BIP and emphasized the importance of improving mining centralization. Quote, if it's not something that gets better, then why are we bothering with this mining thing, right? It cannot be something where it's like two pools running the network. End quote. The current problems with mining pools. In the current Bitcoin ecosystem, smaller miners are at a big disadvantage due to the way pools are structured. Currently, small miners combine their hash rate and point it towards a pool. When a miner finds a block, the reward is paid out among all of the miners of the pool proportionally to their hash rate. This allows smaller miners to get consistent payouts. Without pools, small miners would go long periods of time without finding a block. Unfortunately, smaller miners have had no choice but to join big pools to make mining worthwhile economically. One of the issues with pools is miners don't really have control over what they're mining. Currently, mining pools decide which transactions actually go into each block. Corallo's BetterHash would give control of creating the block back to the owner of the mining hardware, rather than the pool. BetterHash separates the block construction process from the payout process. This will allow small miners to get stable payouts by connecting to a pool while still retaining control of what goes into a block. By separating the centralization of the payout with the decentralization of transaction selection, miners may also be more incentivized to run full nodes. What is Stratum? Stratum has been the protocol used to communicate between pools, clients, and mining hardware, or ASICs, since 2012. Stratum delivers miners block templates, information on how to build a Coinbase transaction, and details on all transactions. ASIC miners have control boards, which run software that speaks Stratum and connects to a pool. Over the Stratum connection, ASICs get work from pools, and pools tell ASICs what to work on. ASICs can also submit shares, meaning the ASICs or mining equipment shows it almost did enough work for a block, but not quite enough. Shares are used as evidence that a miner's ASICs are doing work for the pool. Why BetterHash is better than Stratum. Corallo hopes BetterHash can replace Stratum. In his mind, Stratum has many weaknesses. Corallo claims that Stratum has weird encodings, is not well documented, and that the majority of hash rate is on a few pools. In terms of documentation, Corallo claims there's a number of details in Stratum where there's no formal spec. Right now, a mining pool operator can control all of a pool's hash rate. Theoretically, a pool operator could hijack a pool and steal the hash rate until the majority of miners notice and address the issue. This could allow for a wide variety of different attack scenarios. Selfish mining attacks, 51% attacks, censoring transactions, or double spending. This is a major problem because Stratum is unauthenticated. There's no encryption or signing to protect it. The attack is possible because it's just raw TCP sockets and bits. We have seen this type of attack against MyEther wallet and some altcoins in the past. An attack of this sort has not happened recently, but it is always imperative to protect the network against any possible attack scenario. As Bitcoin grows, so will the number of people trying to attack it. Version rolling. The final piece of Matt's proposal is something called version rolling. The way mining and pools operate today works, but is inefficient. BetterHash, through version rolling, will allow for the ability to implement certain commitments or forks, like SegWit, without the need for miners to upgrade firmware. This new ability to upgrade easily will allow miners to focus more on what they do best, mine. Miners can then delegate more advanced details back to Bitcoin developers. Version rolling will allow miners to mine using just the header. Before BetterHash, miners were forced to retrieve information about the Coinbase transactions because there was not enough work from the nonces alone to be able to continuously mine. A technical explanation of version rolling. What version rolling does is uses part of the version field as an extra nonce space instead of the Coinbase transaction. There are enough bits between the version and the nonces that miners can mine using just the header. It's possible as long as your hardware can generate enough work out of the version and the nonces for a full second. It's a full second because there's a timestamp field in the header where you could just implement the timestamp once every second. This can end up being great for miners, as Corallo notes. Quote, "This protocol has a specific mode for enabling miners to do this where they only get headers. It's a lot less complexity to implement, a lot less bandwidth, it's a lot less everything," end quote. Matt Corallo was 19 when he made his first Bitcoin commit. As evidenced by his recent proposal, he's not slowing down. Decentralization is what Bitcoin is all about, and BetterHash hopes to play its part in bringing that back to mining. Quote, "If you believe in Bitcoin and want to see it succeed in the long term, then this is an issue you probably should be worried about," end quote. The only thing left to see now is if pools feel the same way and will start to adopt BetterHash. All right, and that was a cool little article from Bitcoin Worldwide News. And the actual URL is news.buybitcoinworldwide.com. And it's Twan Joseph is the author. And I'll make sure, I'll see if I can find him on Twitter to tag him in the post. Let's see, June 11th. I'm not sure if I'm able to find a list of all of his work here, more resources. I'll be sure to also get the Tales from the Crypt episode. But this is really interesting because pools are in absolutely a huge vulnerability. But what's interesting is that they aren't one miner, even though they are behaving like one. You're looking at possibly thousands of individual miners who are actually increasing the vulnerability of attack or to attack specifically because of the profitability or the payout consistency of a mining pool. But there's no real need for it. You're looking at something where mining is actually far more decentralized than the implementation of it is. So while we may have 1,000 different miners, they're all under the overarching control of a single institution, so they end up behaving like one miner, even though it might be 1,000 individual people. And like that's a big risk. But what's interesting about BetterHash, particularly if it's implemented in something distributed like P2 pool or something like that, is that you're undoing that. You could essentially have the entire network on one giant pool, and it wouldn't really be much of a risk. I think there are still minor trust trade-offs with BetterHash. I haven't dug enough into it to know what those are. I think Matt Corallo answers a couple questions. I read something on Twitter about it. Maybe I can find that later, and we'll hit this second time around as this BIP actually makes it into the wild. I'm sure it will come back up. So I'll keep an eye out for it and try to collect some details and other articles to hit later on. But this is a really interesting way to, no need for a soft fork or a hard fork or anything, no proof of work change in some backwards attempt to punish Bitmain when it will probably just cause them or give them an immense new avenue for profit because they're starting the whole mining, the ASIC race over again, which was wildly, wildly profitable. And not to mention just flatly unrealistic. But this would do more. This would do way more if actually seen like widespread adoption of BetterHash. This would be orders of magnitude more effective than a proof of work break. And obviously it's compatible with the network as is. It doesn't even require any alterations to the underlying protocol. It's just gaining back an efficiency that we lost because of a means of coordination, a lack of a means of a secure coordination, I guess is the proper term for it. But again, check out the Tales from the Crypt episode. I just listened to that like 2 days ago. It was really good. With Matt Corallo, and I'll be sure to tag at the Blue Mat in this post as well. Check out all of his stuff. He's super active and does some brilliant work. So thank all of you guys for that. It's a good little article here. So thank you, Twan Joseph, for that as well. And we will close this here. Don't forget to check me out on Twitter at the Cryptoconomy and Medium as well. And, of course, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes and share it with everybody you know in crypto so that they can hear all about all the best developments and the cool stuff going on in the Bitcoin and crypto economy space. All right, guys, I'll catch you tomorrow. And also, don't forget, if you're going to the Crypto Line of Conference, I will be there on Friday. I will not be there Saturday, but I just got the schedule, and Jameson Lopp and Anthony Pompliano, the two that I'm most interested in listening to, will be on Friday. Very excited to hear that I will not miss them. And I will be there. So hit me up on Twitter or private message me or whatever if you want to get in touch and hang out there. All right, guys. Catch you tomorrow. Take it easy. We'll be right back.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.